All right. Welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorcher. Thank you for joining us on this wet and soon to be wild moving day, the Masters on Saturday, April 13th, 2019. Pleased to have in studio the man, the myth, the legend, my favorite person in golf, Woody Lashin. How you doing, buddy?
Great to be back, Anthony. Season 9.
Season 9.
Wow, I can't believe you're 9 years old.
I can't believe that we look this beautiful for being this old.
I don't look anything called beautiful.
Well, that's why we have faces for radio. Yeah, you don't want to tune into the webcam for this.
No, this one. No, definitely not.
Looking forward to a great show. We've got, an unbelievable Masters. We had a lot of stuff to cover. This is a crazy Masters. We've got the trade show. We've got the 40th anniversary of Pete's golf outing that's going to be coming up this July. A lot to cover. But how you been, my friend? Good year over at Pete's golf, as always.
Knockwood, business is good, and you know, golf season's here. I always feel like, you know, the Masters means that that golf season's here. And I think we got a little advanced. I mean, we've been playing golf for a couple of weeks now. Where, you know, normally in April, we're not playing golf. So it's a great, you know, nice start. We had a nice winter. Not so much snow. Get the PGA coming up, you know, next month.
Amazing.
My good buddy Mike Wargle keeps posting pictures of Bethpage.
Yeah. Is he over there now?
He's working at Bethpage now, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. He was down in Florida.
But he's cutting greens.
All right.
On Bethpage, and he keeps posting pictures from the stands. And,
yeah.
You know, it's coming together out there.
Yep. I'm going to have, next week, we're going to have on Andy Wilson, the chief agronomist for that over at Bethpage.
Oh, so fantastic.
We're going to get a nice firsthand update from from the agronomy side, the green side of the golf business over there, and see the state of Bethpage Black is. See how, I mean, they had a pretty good winter. I mean, it wasn't, what did we have, a couple days of snow, if that?
Yeah, you know, it's always wonder if you ask these superintendents, was that a good winter for them or not a good winter?
Right.
Because they need the ground to freeze so it does its own natural aeration.
Yep.
So we think it was a good winter. It was a good winter for us.
Exactly.
I'm curious to what they would say if that's a good winter for them or that's not the kind of winter they wanted.
Yeah, because even when, like you said, like snow sometimes is a good insulator, right?
Yeah.
So when you don't get the snow, and then if you get rain and you get the ice, and they got to go and break up the ice. So you're right. It's what we consider a good winter is definitely not a good winter for them sometimes. All right, we're going to take a short break. More with On Par with Anthony Scorcher. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Pete's Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit petesgolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891 and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorcher. Pleased to have in studio co-owner of Pete's Golf Shop, Woody Lashin. Woody, we got to talk about the Masters, obviously, but you're one of the few people that has had the opportunity to attend.
I'm not one of the few people.
one of the few people that I know personally, and who I don't resent, and who I do like. No, but I mean, you did. You've been to the tournament, and I think there's a lot of reasons for why people like the Masters, but, you know, just maybe recap for us your first experience with the Masters.
Well, you know, I have a very interesting comment, actually, on something. You know, yesterday on 14, where Tiger hit it in the trees, and then, you know, the security guard was running to, you know, when he slipped and fell. There's no running at Augusta.
I know.
There's no running. They flat out will tell you there's no running and nobody runs. So I don't know why that security guard was running.
Yeah.
Because there's no running. You know, the crowd there is not, you know, they basically tell you very nicely, come, enjoy, be a gentleman, and enjoy yourself. But if you're gonna act up, you're out of here.
Right.
And people don't act up.
No.
You know? I mean, there's no cell phones. You can't bring your cell phone there, so everyone is paying attention to what's going on. You know, some of the impressions I had was, you know, we first got there, and It looked like they had a vacuum cleaner out the night before to clean the place up. I'm like, wait a minute. How could they get this looking like this? And then, I mean, it's so pristine. It's so perfect. Treat the patrons and how they treat you like gold. If you see a member and you see a member, you know, they're wearing a green jacket, and you go ask them a question, they answer your questions. They tell you what they, you know, what they think and, you know, where to go. And, they couldn't be nicer. And then all the people that are there, same thing. They're all behaving properly.
Yeah. I don't know how that happens where they,
we have a little technical difficulties
here. Trev, we good here? The mics are on? We're good? All right. I just think that it's a special kind of place. Listen, it all has its issues, right? They have their, elitist and kind of, persona, and they have all these, they weren't always accepting of women. We understand the negatives, but I think we could all appreciate a quality tournament. We could all appreciate that. We know that they're doing, in terms of the tournament, nothing can be run any better than what they do at the Masters.
I mean, the way they run the Masters is kind of the way the country maybe should be run.
Yeah.
I mean, just simple things like you go to the restroom, okay? There's attendants directing people, so everyone goes, and it's orderly, and again, they can't treat you better. They simply ask for you to have good normal manners.
Yeah.
The golf course, but you cannot understand how hilly it is from TV.
Yeah.
You just don't see the hills. You don't see the undulations. That when you go there, you go, whoa, that's really uphill. That's really downhill.
Right.
You just can't see it on the TV.
Yeah. Like, you take a look at hole number, like number 10, right? Number 10, it seems like, I don't know if there's a better example of it. Maybe
it's scary how downhill it is.
Right. And then they're hitting, now back in the day, they're probably hitting a little longer iron than they were off a downhill. That second shot, it's gotta be as hard as any other on that golf course. I mean,
It's just you have to be there to appreciate how hard some of the shots are and how much the undulations affect things. And, you know, the 12th hole, you look at the 12th hole, you go, oh, that's nothing. And then you go there, and while you can't get that close, you can only get behind the 12th tee box.
Right.
You could see that, you know, trying to figure out what the wind is doing on that short little hole is just really difficult.
So what's the over, what are the chances are that we won't see that security guard for day three of the Masters? Ooh, I don't know about that. He may have gotten a we don't need you today.
Yeah,
thank
was,
you.
Yeah, listen, he did slip. It was an accident.
Yes,
but
well, he slipped because he was running.
He was running. Yes,
you know, and I know what he was trying to do, but you know, there's no running.
I don't think you'll see any interviews with him.
No, no. Well, I mean, you know, the place is really special. It's beautiful. It's amazing what they can accomplish there. We know why they can accomplish it. You know, they have, you know, a vast amount of resources. But it is a special place. And
special leaderboard this year.
Yeah, but before we get to that, let's talk about the girls who were there for the one, you know.
Yes.
The Augusta National Women's Am. That was something special in its own right. And just your thoughts on particularly Fosse and Koepka and the level of sportsmanship that they portrayed that final day.
I guess my first thought is hats off to Augusta National for doing that. I mean, it was an absolute spectacular event. For those girls to be able to do that, just spectacular. And you know, as a competitor and someone who's been playing competitive amateur golf my whole life, it's so great to watch the camaraderie between amateur golfers. They're obviously every golfer's out there to win, But in amateur golf, where we're not making a living, you're just playing for a trophy.
Right.
You watch the camaraderie between those two, the fist bumps, when they went on Jimmy Fallon, there were both of them there.
Right.
First and second place. You're never going to see second place. No one knows who second place is.
And you were saying that the girl put the Koepka had Fozzie on the other side, didn't kick her on down the line of the couch. You said she let Jimmy sit in the middle between the two of them. So it seemed like they were there together as an equal partnership, as opposed to one sitting on the end of the couch.
Yes.
And that's which is kind of interesting, right? Because the first time we really started talking about this sort of camaraderie was one of the Jukanagons. I know I'm butchering her last name, but one of the twins on the LPGA. And she was, it was in the last year or the year before in the major championship, and she was smiling and clapping in the playoff to that girl who she was playing against. We've also seen that stuff with even Mickelson did it during the Ryder Cup when Justin Rose came back to beat him. He would give him the thumbs up. We know this between the young Rat Pack with Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth and Ricky Fowler and the way they've always But the interesting thing about it is now it's starting. It seems like it's becoming more accepted. Where in the beginning, some people resented that. They're like, "Why don't you have a killer instinct?" That would have never. Like the old timers would have been like, the whole Hogan, stare, right? The icy stare. We're competitors. The old Tiger Woods, right? Would never give Justin Rose a thumbs up for a good shot. He was walking to the next day, right? But I feel like we're past that now. Where we can now enjoy each other's company. And because that's in the end, we're all fighting for the same dollars and the same prize. But we're also there. It is a sport. It's meant to be. It's a sport of camaraderie. It's not football where you're lining up and trying to take the other person's head off. That's a different. It's not rugby. Golf, I'm not going to say it's a gentleman sport or a ladies. I'm just saying that it's a different natured sport where you can have a nice walk in a beautiful landscape and still want to beat the other person, but not act like a jerk about it.
Yeah, I agree. And if you look what Augusta did with that women's national amateur, or I'm not sure what they called it, but...
Yeah, Augusta National Women's Amateur.
They really... When was the last time that you got watched women's amateur golf on TV? When was the last time it was on TV? It hasn't been. Maybe a little golf channel here and there if you really dig.
Yeah, a little NCAA stuff.
Three in the morning.
Yeah.
It's just so great to watch, and I love what they're doing. They start with the drive, chip, and putt.
Yeah.
Which I don't know about you, but last weekend I
tuned in.
The Saturday golf and then the Sunday golf.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the other thing about
we had a drive, chip, and putt winner from Long Island here.
We did. Yeah. And I think what was interesting about wrap up the little bow on the women's was. It was nice to watch the women in the sense of the same way I think it's more beneficial for the average person to watch the WNBA versus the NBA because none of us are athletic like that. You and I would be lucky to get off the ground 3 inches, okay? Not 2 feet. And
half an inch.
Right. So, for me. Those ladies play a game that's really more, with the exception of they're extremely accurate. They're like a stripe show, but they hit like fairway woods and hybrids
I would love to play the way a Koepka
plays. Right.
Do you know how good a ball striker she was?
I know. I just feel like it's more of a game because of the distance. And of course, there are differences. They're the exceptions. But the majority of the women and those ladies, they play more of a. Distance wise that I would play, or maybe a little longer than me. I'm not the longest out there, but I just feel like they play a game closer to something that I can relate to. I am not relating to Brooks Koepka. I don't relate to Dustin Johnson.
You can't bench 400.
I can't launch it and carry it 320. So, it's just a totally different game. By the way, I don't know if you caught this, since we're talking about Augusta National. Someone asked Fred Ridley about changes to the golf course, and he said, "We're waiting to find out what the ruling bodies do about the ball."
Ah.
So somebody might know something, but that something might be in the...
I hope they don't do that.
I'm just saying, somebody asked him about the distance because they're talking about adding to the 13. You know, they added to 5. But since we were talking about distance, I just wanted to just bring that up. That's an interesting little tidbit he never answered the question, per se. So I'm wondering what if there's something cooking behind the scenes. But we don't have to get into that, but it
if
does
you're
bring...
out there and you're on the USJ, please don't change the golf ball.
I know. It's a scary proposition. People are really a little nervous. But it's the first time I've ever seen any acknowledgement that there was some behind-the-scenes sort of... Because if there was nothing cooking behind the scenes, he would have said, yeah, we're going to add to 13, we're going to add to whatever.
Well, because... that's, you know the USJ has been doing surveys. I mean, I competed a whole... thing for them,
yeah,
based
sure.
on the in, from the industry side. So they've been researching. It's not an open thing that they're researching. That they may make some changes.
Right.
So
okay.
He might have some more inside information whether they're actually going to make a change or not. But they've been open with the fact that hey, you know, we're thinking about changing.
Well, if anybody has inside information, I'm pretty sure it's the chairman of Augusta National. We're gonna take a short break, but back with more with On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Owning the latest and greatest golf equipment makes no difference if it's not fit perfectly for your game. At Mizuno, we create irons and woods for all skill level golfers, from our MP18 family, featuring 3 different models designed for the better player, to our JPX family, featuring 3 different models designed to give you distance and forgiveness. We have a model for everybody. Visit Pete's Golf Shop and get custom fit for a set of Mizunos today.
Back. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. I'm Anthony. He is Woody Lashin, Pete's Golf Shop. Woody, we were talking a little before the show. I did a little quick math, although I did. There's nothing quick about when I do math.
or correct.
Oh, we're back, baby. The average world ranking for this leaderboard, for the top 10, there are 11 players in the top 10 right now. The average world ranking for this group is 16. Now, I have zero historical knowledge of this, but I'm betting that this has to be the strongest top 10 going into the weekend that I can remember in a long time.
I think you're probably right. I mean, what, all 5 guys tied for the lead have won a major championship? When was the last time we saw a leaderboard like that?
I mean,
when was the last time you saw a major championship? 5 guys tied for the lead.
Yeah, 5 exactly. I mean, part of it is the conditions. We know it's a little soft. It's a little. I know we know that they have all the technology to suck out the. If I hear sub-air one more time, I'm going to jump off the roof. But you know, we know they have that, but it's still soft. All right, and but you're right. It's crazy.
Yes, but I mean, listen. If anybody manages the weather conditions best, it's Augusta National.
Sure.
They were talking about how there's pin positions they haven't seen. Because they're adjusting to the weather.
Yeah. Minus 7 going into the weekend, it's not unheard of, but it's not usual.
Yeah. I think that they set it up so it will be competitive.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to see, you know, weather is going to be very iffy for Sunday from what you look in the forecast. You know, whether we might be watching Masters
Full
Monday.
Round Masters Monday.
Yeah.
Curious what you think of... I think there's a certain... you're right. It is a stellar leaderboard, but you brought up a good point. I always liken Augusta, the Masters, to being the annual four-act play because Augusta National has a limited field, right? They also have this place so dialed in that they know exactly what they're going to do on, you know, Act 1, Act 2, Act 3, Act 4. And they've dialed it in so much that they can almost dial in the drama almost if they want to come Saturday, but come Sunday. But it's still got a pretty juicy leaderboard early for even this early in the tournament.
I agree. And I think it's the great thing about the Masters is that it is a small field.
Yeah.
And so you have great chances of seeing a great leaderboard. I don't think we've still ever seen a leaderboard like this.
No, no. And it's not even like the odd. I mean, maybe if you want to call Harding the odd man sort of new to the party, so to speak. But every one of those people in the top 10 is a notable. I mean, Molinari, Day, Koepka, Scott. Who's Tyson, although he's been a little off the radar in more recent years. I've heard he's back on the saddle, like really recommitting himself. DJ, Schauffele, Woods, Poulter, Rahm.
Tiger.
We got to talk about Tiger.
He's coming.
Well, we got to talk about the chances of Reed putting the green jacket on an Ian Poulter. That's got to be a bitter pill to swallow if that was to happen for an American. that might be an ugly scene.
I would listen. I'm just looking forward to a lot of fun on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of fun this afternoon also. But you know,
sure, moving you
know,
day
or maybe Monday.
but you did mention it, and we do have to talk about Tiger Woods. I think his ability to. Focus, his ability to be disciplined, the fact that he's even here, as he said, is a miracle. But it's just amazing. I just love to witness the level of focus and discipline that you get when you watch Tiger Woods, when he's playing well.
The fact that he's playing at all and the fact that he's competitive is just tremendous, tremendous for our sport.
Yeah.
You know, if he's in the mix... it brings people to watch the game that wouldn't normally watch the game, and that makes it more exciting for those of us that love the game.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really just – and to the back nine, as you mentioned pre-show, the back nine that he had even after the weather break was just – it was just fun to watch, just fun to see – when he swings the way he does, when he plays with that kind of focus and determination and discipline, there are a few things that are more fun to watch. Because who doesn't like to watch the best being at their best?
I mean,
with the exception, maybe his putting was a little...
Well, his putting, we were talking about earlier, he was putting like Tiger of old. He'd have a 5-shot lead.
Exactly.
I mean, he did not putt well at all, and he's right there in the mix. So, you know, whether he can find that for the weekend... only time will tell, but he's certainly hitting it as good as he's ever hit it.
Yeah. I mean, his discipline and his focus and his knowledge of that golf course is going to keep him in touch no matter what. Precisely what you said, his future in this event will be determined on how well the putt falls. His destiny in terms of this year will be how well he rolls the rock. No question.
No doubt. But he's hitting it great. Hitting it like
who do you like? Just let me put you on the spot a little bit. I mean, let me ask you this. By Sunday evening, is it somebody from this top 10?
Yes.
Or are you taking the field?
Absolutely, no.
It's definitely someone from this top 10.
No doubt.
No question. All right, so then who do you like going into? Give me two names that you think you'll see.
I think you're going to see Tiger come Sunday.
You do.
He's going to be right there. And then after
that. You think he's going to go to the putting green and be like, I found it?
I just think that he's got the experience. If he's feeling good, that whether he wins or not, that's another story. But him being right there come Sunday, what I saw the last 2 days, no doubt.
All right, second name.
I like Schauffele.
You like Schauffele?
Young and getting it done. And, the disadvantages, he hasn't seen the golf course as much as some of these other guys have.
Yep, and experience.
He's also young and maybe doesn't have the expectations that the other guys have.
My least likely to see come Sunday, I think, is Poulter, I think. I think he's, I don't know how he...
Oh, I wouldn't count him out.
I don't count him out, but I do. I mean, Harding might be a little... I don't know. I don't think Poulter and Woods, I don't think that's a good pairing for Poulter today. I know he rises to the challenge. I don't know.
I actually disagree. I think it's the exact.
I think it's the opposite. Yeah, it's like retiring for him.
I think he needs to have his backup.
Yeah, but he's got a peacock for him
I think with him being second fiddle right there with Tiger.
Yeah. All right. Enough with the Masters because we have a few minutes left and we have something really important to talk about. Something that's near and dear to your heart. No pun intended. We've got the 40th anniversary of Pete's Golf, and you have an outing coming up on July 29th.
Tournament.
Tell us a little bit about what you got going on.
Well, we're celebrating 40 years in business at Pete's Golf, which I think is a huge milestone for a small business to being around and serving the golf community as long as possible. And I want to do something to celebrate that. But quite honestly, more importantly, for those of you who know me well, you know my wife had a heart transplant. It's going to be 7 years in a week and a half.
Yeah.
And she got a heart transplant because someone was nice enough to be an organ donor. You have to have a catastrophe for someone who needs a heart. But there's eyes and liver and all these things. And so I want to give back a little bit. So we decided to have a tournament, but it's a charity tournament. The goal here is to raise money for Donate Life, which is, organ donation. We're trying to get people to sign up to be organ donors God forbid you have a catastrophe in your life. Maybe you can help have other people live on.
Sure.
And we're doing it July 29th at Wheatley Hills Golf Club. You can go on our website to sign up if you like. Again, it's a charity tour. We're trying to raise money for Donate Life. I can tell you, if you make it there, we're going to have some pretty cool golf courses that will be raffled off. We're going to have some great prizes. Just trying to celebrate 40 years in business and give back to something that's as you said, near and dear to my heart.
And so, for people listening, you can go to petesgolf.com. There will be a
it's
a link on the website and. I wouldn't sleep on this, folks. Only 100 people it's basically the first 100, essentially, who are going to be allowed to register for this event. So I would not sleep on it. Wheatley Hills, a wonderful golf course that is hosting this tournament slash almost charity, this fundraising, giving back. You'll love the golf course. And as Woody just...
it's a tournament, folks.
You normally go
to a charity outing and you're just there to give money, which is great, by the way. And I love what they do.
Sure.
And we're trying to do the same thing, but we're going to have a tournament. So we use Stapleford system so you can play and enjoy. But you play your own ball. You're not playing a scramble. You're going to enjoy golf.
Yeah, and I like the fact that you... And of course... And this is not any a knock on any other outings, because every outing has a different agenda. But it's clear that this is an outing a tournament and an event that's put on by golfers. They know how important it is that when golfers want to play their own ball, they want to keep their own score. They want to play their own ball, and that's important. Nobody wants to go, like, if you're a real golfer and you want to keep your handicap or whatever, you don't want to go to a scramble or a shamble or whatever. You don't want to do that. You're like, oh, this is like a lost round for me almost.
Right.
You know what I mean? Correct. Especially for the majority of golfers who can't play all the time. So when they play, they want it to count. I'm not saying it's a knock on the types of events, but it's just obvious that Pete's Golf puts on you're putting on an event that's made by golfers for golfers.
That's the goal.
To do a wonderful thing like give back, and I think it's going to be a wonderful event, and I look forward to be. I might be registrant number one. I'm not sure. We'll have to see. But there'll be some pretty good prizes. I've gotten a little peek behind the curtain. But Woody, I can't thank you enough for launching our season number 9 together. I can't think of a better person to do it with. Thank you for being on with
me. Thanks for having me, and congratulations on season 9. This is great. I'm so thrilled to be a part of this.
Absolutely. All right, folks. It goes so fast. We know... But thank you for joining us. Enjoy Masters weekend. Enjoy the Masters. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.